course, being on the road is a blast, and playing Kansas songs in front of people, that's fun. But the creative side of it all was missing. Fast forward to 2 years ago when Ronnie joined the band, we have a new lineup. Yes is the answer to everything we do now, but for 16 years, it was mostly no. Hi, this is Richard Williams.
David Ragsdale.
And this is Ronnie Platt, Work Kansas, and we are in the studio with The Prelude Implicit. The path that we chose, let us taste and be free. But we'll never forget that summer. I'll never forget that summer.
Prelude Implicit. It's the first new album in 16 years from America's preeminent progressive rock band. Kansas was formed in the post-Woodstock, highbrow London art school tradition, defined in the early 1970s exclusively by UK bands like King Crimson, Yes, and Genesis, incorporating complex arrangements, unconventional instrumentation and time signatures, and an orchestral sweeping grandeur. Inside the band, Kansas stuck to a highly idealized, democratic with a small d, group dynamic, to set their course both creatively and in business. It's an admirable utopian approach on paper. But Kansas guitarist Richard Williams, one of two lifers who have appeared on every Kansas album and tour, explains how the unanimity required sounds ideal in theory, but in practice is almost impossible to achieve.
We were kind of treading water for 16 years, not able to record because everyone has to be on board wanting to. And so for 16 years, we continued to tour, but we didn't have a band willing to create or to write new music or record it. Of course, being on the road is a blast, and playing Kansas songs in front of people, that's fun. But the creative side of it all was missing. Fast forward to 2 years ago when Ronnie joined the band, we have a new lineup. Now we have seven guys on a team that can't wait to create the next thing we do. And then the answer to everything with this band is yes. Do you want to do this? Yes. How about playing that song? Sure, let's do that. How about we go to Europe next year? Yeah, count me in. Yes is the answer to everything we do now. But for 16 years, it was mostly no.
Listen, feel the vibration.
Kansas leads off their first studio album in a decade and a half with the melodic soaring song With This Heart, featuring the seamless fit of lead singer Ronnie Platt, whose sound and attitude inspired all of the new music on Kansas' The Prelude Implicit, according to guitarist Richard Williams.
Discovering Ronnie was something that happened kind of by accident, really. We were playing the Moondance Jam 7-8 years ago now in Minnesota, which is a multiple-day festival. And Ronnie was fronting Shooting Star at the time, and I hadn't seen them perform in a while, so I walked over to the stage to see what was going on. And this guy's standing in the middle of the stage, and he's got the thousands of people on their feet in the palm of his hand, and he's just singing his butt off. And I thought, good grief, where did they find this guy? And that was my introduction to Ronnie Platt.
I remember. I couldn't find my butt after that show. Where'd I put it?
And so when Steve announced his sudden retirement, Ronnie just contacted me on Facebook and said, well, if you guys are interested, you know, I'd like to put my hat in the ring. And me and Phil had a meeting with him just to see what kind of person he was. We knew that he was good enough to do it, but we didn't.
And they hired me anyway.
But you never know what you're getting with anybody. If they have lead singer's disease, is the one thing you want to make sure that doesn't exist. You never know with hiring a musician what kind of baggage, you know, comes with it.
Not unlike professional sports, integrating successfully into an existing team is not as much batting average or quarterback rating as it is the intangibles, according to Kansas violinist David Ragsdale and Richard Williams.
There's a lot of people that think they want to do this. It's attitude more than anything, I think. Ability almost becomes second place in a way.
There's a certain tenacity to stick with it. A lot of people think, oh, you know, the money and the fame and the stardom and the chicks and all of that stuff and the wild parties.
Yeah, when?
Yeah. When they realize it, really, what it is you're gone all the time. You travel constantly. You get bad sleep. And it really is a lot of work. And you have to really love all of that to make the long haul. It's not as glamorous as one would think. But fortunately for me, I figured that out a long time ago.
Falling
All of the Kansas musical signatures are easily identifiable in the song Visibility Zero from the album The Prelude Implicit. Kansas lead singer Ronnie Platt was a longtime journeyman in rock's minor leagues and by no means a novice. But stepping up to the plate for a legacy band like Kansas required Ronnie and his wife and kids to buckle in tight for liftoff.
I have to say, I didn't know what I was signing up for. Being naive, getting the job in Kansas, because I really was naive to how much work it is. And just I remember hearing an interview with Gloria Estefan years and years ago, and she said, you know, this is not a job, this is a lifestyle. And that's what it is, but it's a labor of love. You know, you fall in love with what you're doing. And, you know, from my perspective, you know, being a common laborer, a truck driver around the streets of Chicago for 25 years, you know, I was thinking that I'm reaching for that brass ring of getting into the full-time music business, of which I did, but I still was naive to the business and the demands of the business. You know, you have this fantasy, you have this, you know, idea of what it's like, and it really is a kind of a misrepresentation of, you know, the classical, you know, the party all the time, you know, rock and roll lifestyle. This is a lot of work, but especially in Kansas, because this is not simple music. This is music that takes dedication, but you fall in love with what you're doing, and that's what I've done. And it's so funny for me because, you know, since I've been in the band, this band has not stopped working. But in the rare instances that I'm able to go home, I can't wait to get home to my piano and work on my piano, because it's just the love of the music becomes so infectious.
Wow, what a terrific chorus on Summer by Kansas, sung by bass player Billy Greer with guitar Ear Candy by Richard Williams. I'm Redbeard. You're in the studio with Richard Williams, David Ragsdale, and Ronnie Platt of Kansas for the Prelude Implicit.
Hi, this is Richard Williams.
David Ragsdale.
And this is Ronnie Platt. We're Kansas, and we are in the studio with the Prelude Implicit.
Thanks, guys. I'm Redbeard. Beside the decade and a half between studio albums, one significant difference between Somewhere to Elsewhere in the year 2000 and this new Kansas album is the source of the songs. Whereas Somewhere to Elsewhere was written entirely by original member Kerry Livgren, who returned for that project but has since left again, the songs on the new Kansas album, The Prelude Implicit, come from All Hands on Deck. I asked guitarist Richard Williams if that was from necessity, diplomacy, or practicality to get everybody compensated.
Yes. well, we've always had an open door policy with past members. We've, you know, Kerry, if you would like to submit something, you know, anytime it's fine. No, thank you. I don't want to. Are you sure? Yes, I don't want to. Steve, 16 years ago, just said, I don't want to write again. I'm done. So that was what was on the table. And of course, now there is a lot of pressure. You have a lot of doubters that you have to prove that you can do this. How can they possibly make a record without those two guys? I can understand the question, but a lot of people don't understand how records were made in the past. Everybody was always involved in arrangement. You listen to the solo albums of everyone. They don't really reflect Kansas either, because they're more from them. It's their own album. It's always been a group effort. And we knew going into this that it's up to us guys, but we had a target at the end of this, from the lyrical content to the album artwork to the style of music to the variety within the album. We wanted this to be a quintessential Kansas album, covering all of those bases. And since we have people in the band that have been there a long time and know what that is, it was just a matter of getting to the work of doing that. I'm very proud of this new album. I think we hit a bullseye with it.
Thank you.
Kansas with the majestic Voyage of 818 on the Prelude Implicit. Here is the singer Ronnie Platt with guitarist Richard Williams.
Yeah. Classic Kansas sound there.
Yeah, but we really wanted an epic Kansas piece on this, the progiest side of us, because we cover a lot of different elements, but we wanted something that stood out in that fashion, and this song is that one. For the hardcore prog Kansas fans, this will be their song.
One of the most intriguing songs by Kansas on the Prelude Implicit is Refugee, certainly timely, and to some, not without controversy. Again, Richard Williams of Kansas.
Since I had to learn the guitar part, I went over it and over it, and I started hearing it in a certain manner in my head, and I really wanted to create a unique atmosphere of being very sparse. And so once we got all the rhythms out of it, it left a lot of room for a lot of mood and atmosphere and air. Billy Greer started writing the lyrics, watching the news, and so much going on in Syria with refugees, etc. So the word was kind of on the tip of everybody's tongue constantly, but we right away didn't want it to be about a specific time period of a specific people. You never know. By the time the album comes out, it might be old news. You never know. And so we wanted to broaden the subject, and the definition of refugee isn't just that. It's a much broader term now. What the song is about human trafficking and that going on and on from the beginning of time, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon, and it's shedding a light on that. So it's not just about Syria, it's about the planet and the horrible heart of so many people.
In darkness you are walking, in a world you're all alone, in a search for freedom very far away. You've been shaken by brutality and driven from your home by an evil that will never go away. Every moment you're surrounded by the sheer insanity. When the nightly terror knocks upon your door, and you know the time has come to leave your family and flee, but the thought of leaving chills you to the core. God, please, please protect the children.
It's got enough bombast in the message.
Yeah, the subject matter itself just dictates that the music stay dark and moody and and Rags violin, just, you know, putting you in that frame of mind, you know, keeping it, you know, without that bombastic Kansas middle part. It keeps it dark, keeps you questioning, it keeps you in that mood. So that's what the lyrics dictate, and that's how the music had to sustain through that mood.
And again, this is all a very organic process. We're putting this together in the studio, seeing what works and what doesn't. And as it starts unfolding, everybody, engineers, everyone in the room is feeling the weight of this. And when it gets to the end, it's like, what could we possibly do other than distract from the emotion I'm feeling right now? It leaves the question hanging in the air.
Well, and the problem is still unresolved.
Refugee, Aching with Despair, from the band Kansas. Still to come, original member Phil Ehart joins us in the studio to give us the State of the State assessment. I'm Redbeard. You're in the studio with the members of Kansas for The Prelude Implicit.
Hi, this is Richard Williams.
David Ragsdale.
And this is Ronnie Platt. We're Kansas, and we are in the studio with The Prelude Implicit.
Thanks again, gentlemen. I'm Redbeard. One of the most attractive collective attitudes I've enjoyed interviewing members of Kansas, past and present, is that they make gratitude explicit. Looking back to their collective dream expressed on the back cover of the 1973 Kansas album debut, here are first drummer Phil Ehart, followed by guitarist Richard Williams.
We wanted to consider ourselves different. Again, it was a dream. Did we even know we were going to have a second album? No, we signed for four sides, or in those days, you know, four cuts. That's what our deal was. And if Don Kirshner then took our four cuts and took it to CBS, and they liked those four cuts, we would then get an album. So after we did four cuts, he then walked it across the street, played it, and they said, "Okay, go ahead and let them make an album." So yeah, I mean that had some balls to say something like that we were, you know. Hope that we would always remain the same. Little did we know that we'd be sitting here with you years later talking about that.
We'd already reached our goal by then.
Yeah.
The dream had been achieved. We'd
yeah.
Be a record.
We were going to be in Kmart or whatever it was at the time, you know. Yeah, I mean, we had no crystal ball. We were just happy to be there. We were so overjoyed that you know, six guys from Topeka, Kansas had a chance to make an album. Our dream had been fulfilled, let alone, you know, 30 or 40 million records later, that we would still be around. Just to be here today is, I think, more of a wonder than that, you know.
It's odd. Sometimes, I mean, how easy it still is today to take that for granted. I mean, you know, in an airport, you know, on the way to Tokyo or something, I'm just going, can you believe we're still doing this? You know, it's just the odds of us still doing this have got to be astronomical against us. And it's, when you think about it, it's pretty cool. It really is. This was a hobby.
Deeply buried secrets that you that you see but can't disguise.
Shaken to the bone when your cover's blown, sings Ronnie Platt on the song Camouflage on the Kansas album The Prelude Implicit. Sounds like a mashup of Physical Graffiti with Journey, Camouflage providing some of the most visceral rock on the new album. Looking back over the 40-plus years, guitarist Richard Williams is pragmatic about the members coming and going, while the music quality of Kansas has never wavered.
A lot of the changes we've gone through, I think, when you look back, you know, if you want to look back and ask why, they make a lot of sense. I mean, would we be here talking years later had, you know, Kerry Davis remained in the band? And that entity would have run out of gas. They went on to pursue what they wanted to do. Steve left, you know, to do what he wanted to do. There's been different eras of it that have kind of keep breathing life into this nearly dead body that keeps coming back for more. We're Frankenstein. We refuse to die. And I really don't think we would be here had we not gone through all those changes.
I don't know if you're familiar with what Section 60 is, but Section 60 is a section in Arlington Cemetery, and that is the section for that is. There's no monument there for it yet. There's no wall for it yet because it's for the Middle Eastern War, which is ongoing. And we happened to be there on a private tour one day, and we got to go underneath with the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and watch the guys change into the uniform, and it was a fascinating day. And we had a private tour, and what's that area over there? Well, that's called Section 60, and that's when we heard the story about what it was. And it's just very moving. A couple years later, in wanting to do an instrumental, it just needed to be about something. Phil wanted to have this little drum thing, you know, kind of a marching drum thing going out. And he explained that thought to Zach of what, you know, these people don't have a song yet. They don't have there's nothing for these. There's families that are there right now picnicking and burying their sons and daughters. And so we wanted to maybe write something for that. And so Zach comes up 2 days later with that song. Again, that's why Zach's in the band. He is that creative. It was hard for all of us to get through the recording of it without crying. Seriously, I mean, it was so moving to us. I've played it for people, you know, as soon as we had the mixes and playing it for friends and stuff, and very moved by it, especially when you start to understand the backstory of who this is for and why it was written.
Thank you.
from the band Kansas, The Prelude Implicit, containing the songs With This Heart, Visibility Zero, and the stunning Section 60. It's available now at Amazon. I'm Redbeard, back in the studio after this. This is Redbeard in the studio, thanking my guests of Kansas. In the studio, written and produced by yours truly, Redbeard, for Bearded Fish Productions, copyright 2016, all rights reserved. Transcription by Jane Carpenter Brunet. Theme song by Andy Timmons. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter, and online at inthestudio.net.